Today's story, The House of Horror. This is the gorilla house here.
Yeah. What about the watchmen?
There's only two of them in the whole zoo this time of night. They won't be around here for an hour.
And this is the screwiest job we ever done. Putting a snatch on a gorilla. Why does he want the gorilla? Is he going to terrorize the city or what?
I never ask no questions on a job. And this is a job, so let's get at it.
There's the cage over there. That's him. That's the gorilla.
Got that chloroform?
Yeah, right here.
Give me it. Now we'll pour some on this rag. Put the rag on a pole and slam it in the gorilla's snoot. Keep away, though. This stuff is dynamite.
Okay.
Now, take a whiff of this, big boy.
Looks like that'll do the job.
Hey, sounds like he's passing out. All right, open the cage. I'm going in.
Hey, wait, Mac.
Open it up. This'll take about 1 minute. Hey, take it easy, big boy.
Hey, Mac. Mac, are you all right?
Shut up, you fool. All right, now come in here.
In the cage?
It's all right. He's passed out now. Come on. Help me move.
Okay, if you say so, but I don't like... Hey, he ain't exactly no baby.
No. All right. Here, let's try and haul him out. All right? Let's go. Oh, heavy.
Anybody in here?
Someone's coming. See what you're yelling did?
Yeah.
Stay where you are, bud. Get that flashlight out of my eyes.
Hey, what are you doing? The gorilla. You're taking the gorilla out of here.
You figured that one out in a hurry.
Well, you can't do that.
You'll call for nobody. Come on, Eddie. Let's get this gorilla in the van, quick.
Then, Margo, according to the version I read, the men were seen hauling the gorilla to a truck. That's how they made the getaway.
Well, what about the keeper in the zoo that discovered them, Lamont?
Dead when they found him. Two bullet holes through the head.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, but could I protrude myself into the conversation? Could I, hey?
Why, certainly, Stevie. This is your cab. What's on your mind?
Well, about this here now case of the missing gorilla.
Yeah?
Well, just this morning, I'm talking it over with my friend and acquaintance of whom you have heard me talk.
Big Charlie Hay. And what did your friend and acquaintance, Big Charlie Hay, have to say?
Well, he's no more than most of us about what could have happened on account of he knows the fellow who owns the monkey.
Oh, that's very interesting.
We're getting warm, Lamont.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Them darn pedestrians. Well, where am I?
Well, Big Charlie is knowing a fellow who owned a monkey.
Correct. Now, according to Big Charlie, he says it's according to the fellow who owns the monkey, this here now gorilla, who was just an overgrown monkey after all, maybe just broke out of the zoo by himself.
Oh, this is Big Charlie's theory?
Yeah. He says the monkey fella says that all that makes is born wanderers. So Big Charlie figures that this here gorilla got sick of the zoo and opened the cage and spent hate.
Oh. You mean the gorilla drove the truck away, huh?
Well, he could have had a confederate.
Oh, Shrevey, how does Big Charlie explain the keeper being shot and killed?
Well, to tell you the truth, Miss Lane, that stumps him. He never heard of a gorilla carrying no gun.
No, not without a permit.
Oh, not without a permit. Hey, you're kidding me, Miss Lane.
Well, Shrevey, I'm afraid that your friend Big Charlie's barking up the wrong tree this time.
Yeah, he's just a dreamer, I guess.
Oh, Shrevey, will you stop here, please?
Sure.
Hey, what's the idea, Margo? I thought I was taking you to the country for lunch.
Well, you're taking me to lunch, Lamont, but not to the country.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Not this place.
Why not?
I hate tea rooms, Margo. Especially one that's called ye oldie and quainty gypsy tea room.
Oh, but Lamont, they tell wonderful fortunes in there.
I don't care, Margo. This is one time I'm going to be firm. I definitely and absolutely am not going into that tea room.
Some more tea, Lamont.
Huh? Oh, no thanks.
Lamont, you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, Margo. I've been doing some unconscious eavesdropping.
What do you mean?
There's a very interesting fortune being told of the next booth.
By the cards that you have lost something. Is this not through me?
Yes, I have. A piece of jewelry.
Of course. It was in the form of...
It was a necklace.
The fair young lady has lost a necklace. The cards tell me where the necklace can be found.
Really? Where?
Wait. I must consult the crystal. Adas, avivas, nanaharais. are many animals. They are dead animals, soft to look alive. That's it. Inside that shop, there are many more animals. One of these is a giant stuffed gorilla. In the mouth of that gorilla, in the mouth, your necklace will be found. Where is this place? I will write down the address.
Oh, thank you. You'll never know how grateful I am to you for telling me.
Quite all right.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll go there. I'll go there at once. Thank you. Oh, here you'll see.
This fair young lady is very generous. Don't forget, in the mouth of the gorilla, you find your neck.
Oh, I won't forget. Goodbye.
Arthur?
Margot? That taxidermy shop sounds very interesting.
You mean you like stuffed gorillas?
No, but considering the events of last night at the zoo, it is a coincidence to learn of someone who has such an interest in the beast.
Oh, this must be the shop. Stuffed animals in the window. Oh, yes, this must be it. Hello? Hello? Is there anyone here? Oh, what an eerie place. The animals almost look alive. Well, let's try again. Is there anyone in the shop? I don't see any gorilla. Oh, not as well. Oh, wait. Yes, there it is. There's the gorilla. Oh, you're an ugly beast. Well, might as well give this thing a try. In the mouth of the gorilla, I'll find the necklace. Well, open up, Mr. Gorilla, and let me...
Now, you must be quiet. You must reflect. The time is coming, but not quite yet.
Well, that's appealing.
Hmm? Yes, yes, my dear. What is it?
Shall I give the girl another sleeping drug?
Let's see. Yes, I believe it better.
She looks so white and still lying there strapped to that table. Is she dead?
Suppose, Madame Tonto, you leave this case to me.
I don't think the gorilla is very fond of you, madam. Did you tell him a bad fortune, perhaps?
I hate the beast. I'm afraid of him. I will be glad when the experiment is over and he has gone away.
You shan't have long to wait, Madame Santo. Within 24 hours, I shall be ready.
Madame Santo.
Yes, Professor?
You know you still haven't finished or fulfilled your entire bargain with me.
You mean the other girl?
Yes. Yes. I need two young women for this experiment, you know.
Believe me, Professor. When you are ready, the other one will be here.
Good. Excellent. Two women I need if I should succeed. Then my experiment with an ape will make all sit and gaze.
When you perform this experiment, will it kill the girls?
You are prying into secrets, my dear. Prying into things you should not hear. Enough of my silly jingles. You see this machine, Madame Santo?
Yes.
This delicate mechanism will assure my experiment success. Of course, the young woman will live. I have but to turn the switch, so, and the work will be done.
But will the young women be normal again?
To all appearances, yes. But appearances are deceiving, my dear. These women will be possessed of a superhuman strength and cunning. At my bidding, they will rob, pillage, and even murder.
All in the guise
of sweet, innocent womanhood.
Then we'll be rich. With them working for us, we will have a fortune.
Not only a fortune, Madame Santo. If the experiment turns out as I believe it will, we'll perform many hundreds of human transformations. Who knows?
Perhaps, I say, we might even rule the world.
X-ray, X-ray, Society Girl Mission, X-ray, get your paper.
Let me have the paper, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, Amethyst.
Thank you.
X-ray, X-ray.
Well, who is this missing socialite, Lamont?
Oh, probably some publicity-seeking... Margo, look.
What?
Look at this picture.
Why, Lamont, it's the girl we saw in the tea room.
Yes, listen to this. Doris Molnar, missing since Monday afternoon. No clues to her appearance, or disappearance, rather, found.
On Monday? That was the day we saw her.
Oh, yes.
Say, that fortune teller. Do you suppose she would know anything about this place?
I have an idea she might. Yes. Yes, I think it would be very worthwhile paying a call on her as the shadow.
My little bird. The cars will tell us what we wish to know.
She wants a fortune.
I'd say we will no longer have to work in that tea room or live in these dingy rooms above it. We will be rich since our race.
I'm standing right here beside you.
But I don't see you.
By my hypnotic power, I've made myself invisible to your eyes.
Why are you here? What do you want of me?
I have come to seek information.
What about?
A young lady named Doris Molnar. She disappeared 3 days ago. She was last seen with you in your tea room.
I don't know her. I have never heard of the girl.
Molnar, Doris Molnar.
You do know her, Madame Santo. In fact, you sent her to a taxidermist shop. Where is this shop located?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Professor Feeling, Professor Feeling.
Who is this Professor Feeling your strange bird mentions?
I don't know.
Does he have anything to do with the taxidermist shop?
Why, no. No, he doesn't.
Professor Feeling.
Professor
Feeling.
Now you won't talk anymore. You won't talk. Now see what you made me do. I have killed her. I have killed my sister.
But not before she revealed a very interesting clue. You'll be hearing from me again, Madame Santo. Very soon. Now, Margot, you know what you're to do?
Yes. I'll tell the fortune teller that I've lost a ring. And then we'll see if she directs me to the taxidermist shop just as she did Doris Molnar.
That's it. And be sure to get the address. Oh, here she comes now. I better finish my tea and get ready to go.
Your fortune? But, your fortune told me?
What? Yes. Yes, I would like to have my fortune told.
Good. But the gentleman, you want him to listen?
Well, I was just leaving. See you tomorrow, Margo.
Righto, call me, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Well, here we are.
Yes. Here we are. That man, your fiancé, perhaps?
Oh, no. He's just an acquaintance.
Cut the card, please. And make your wish.
All right. There you are. And do try to make the wish come true.
A young lady in love.
Oh, no. No, it's not that at all. It's something I've lost.
Then we shall not need the cards. The crystal is for things that are lost. Now, was it jewelry that is missing?
Yes. Yes, that's right. It's a ring.
I consult the crystal. Ado savivas non halais ai. I see a street down by the riverfront. On that street is a tiny shop. In the window of the shop are many animals. They are dead animals. Stop to look alive.
Yes? Yes, go on.
Inside that shop, there are many more animals. One of these is a giant stuffed gorilla.
Yes?
In the mouth of that gorilla, in the mouth, your ring will be found.
Oh, are you sure?
The crystal never lies. You will go to the shop?
Yes. Yes, of course.
the crystal shows that time is very precious. If you want your ring, you must go for it right away. This very night.
Fog, Lamont. I can scarcely see 2 feet ahead of me.
Well, we're right on the riverfront, Margo.
It's deserted here at night. We haven't passed a living soul since we left the car.
Oh, it's not exactly a pleasant neighborhood.
A foghorn doesn't help any either. Gosh, I hope we don't pass by the shop. I can't see a thing.
I've been watching for it.
You know, everything considered, I'm certainly a smart kid.
What?
I picked a fine night to go out and put my hand in a gorilla's mouth. That is, just in case anyone should ask
you. What's the matter?
Oh, something's brushing against my leg. Ooh, it's wet and slimy.
Oh, it's only a cat.
Oh.
A black cat, I might add.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing I'm not superstitious. Did he cross in front of me?
Oh, not superstitious, eh?
Well, no, just careful.
Oh, wait. I believe this is the place. Yes. See the animals in the window?
Oh, yes. Do you suppose the shop is open this late?
I'm quite sure it is. Expressly for your benefit. We'll try the door. There you are. Now, Margo, if we hear anyone coming, I'll duck behind one of the animals.
All right. Okay, it's a frightening place, Margo. What's that noise?
Just the clock ticking off the minute.
You don't think it's a bomb?
No. No, I'm sure it isn't. I don't think, though, we should attempt to find the lights. It's better that we remain in the darkness. Margo, you look on that side of the room, and I'll take this side.
All right. And if I find it, I'll shout, but loud.
All right.
Lamont?
Yes?
I found a stuffed goat. Will you settle for that?
I won't be the butt of that joke.
Well, no harm in trying.
Lamont, what was that?
It sounded like a live gorilla.
Oh, but why should... The mouth.
Yes?
I found it. The stuffed gorilla. The mouth is closed.
Well, wait a minute. Let me help you.
Wait, I'll open it.
You must be quiet, young lady. The time is now at hand when we shall all travel to the promised land. So you're becoming impatient too, eh, big boy? Soon, oh so soon, you'll know the supreme joy. The machine is almost ready, but we must be steady. I must. Yes, my dear.
The other young lady has arrived.
Good. Bring her in, Madame Santo.
Yes, sir.
Now we are all set. The finest we are about to get. Yes, yes, I know, big fellow, I know. Your waiting has ended. Both the young women are ready and here. My hour of triumph is very near.
Get in here, you. Where am I? Still dazed from the fall through the trapdoor.
I see. She's an excellent specimen. Put her on the table next to the other young woman, Madame Santo.
Wait, take your hands off me.
Ah, she has a temper. That's very good, very good.
That girl on the table. That, wait, Doris Molnar. The girl that disappeared.
You know her?
Well, I know who she is, yes. What are all these strange-looking machines? What do you intend to do?
Put her on the table, Madame Santo.
No, you won't.
Close the door quickly.
No, stop.
It is very foolish of you to try to escape.
Let me out. A gorilla.
That's right, young lady, a gorilla. Seems to like you. That's very good. Considering that you and he shall soon be one.
What do you mean?
I intend to combine your brain with portions of the brain of the gorilla.
No.
When it is finished, you and the other young lady shall retain your brain. But the strength of this beast.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't.
Oh, but I can. Fasten the straps around her body, man.
No, let me go, I say.
Now
no.
I'll put the machine in place here.
Let me off this table.
Reattach the electrodes. There we are.
Oh, stop it,
you're... Now we try out the machine. In a moment, the current will be passing through your body, young lady.
Don't let me up! Let me
not
up!
Not to see. What happened? My machine, the current has failed. What was that?
Have I spoiled your plans, Professor Fielding?
Huh?
Shadow.
Yes, Madame Santo. I warned you that you'd hear from me again.
Who is this talking? I see no one.
It is the Shadow. He's invisible, Professor. You cannot see him.
Why is he here?
I have come to learn of your experiment. And it appears that I arrived just in time.
Did you tell this voice where we were, Madame Santo?
No, no.
And how did you know him?
He came to my quarters last night.
I trusted you. Now you prick me.
Trying to ruin my experiment.
That is not true, I swear.
Now, Madame Santo, you know you told me to come here.
No.
Don't you remember that you promised that we would learn the secret and profit by it ourselves?
No, that is a lie. Don't you believe him, Professor, please.
So you are going to reap the harvest of my years of labor. Steal my secret and then dispose of me.
That is not so. He lies.
I have a way of dealing with those who betray my trust.
Professor, put down that knife.
This is to be the survival of the fittest. I am going to be the one who survives.
I do not fear him. He's only a voice.
You are flesh and blood. I can deal with you.
No.
Leave her alone, Professor Fielding.
Leave out of this.
I will open the cage. If you don't keep away, I will open the cage. I will free the gorilla.
You wouldn't dare. You are more afraid of him than you are of me.
I am warning you. Keep away or I will open it.
Don't open the cage, you fool.
I told you I would do it. I told you.
Look out for that beast, both of you.
Professor, he's coming at you.
Keep away. Keep away. No. No.
Don't try to save him, Madame Santo. The beast will get you, too. Look out, Madame Santo.
Lamont, you'll turn on us, Nick.
Yes, fortunately, I'm prepared.
Oh, he's coming toward me. Look.
Don't move, Margo. No, you don't, McCoy.
Lamont, I just spoke to Doris Molnar on the phone. She's feeling much better. Fortunately, she doesn't remember any of the gory details of the gorilla killing Madame Santo and Professor Fielding. That drug that they'd given her saved her that unpleasant memory.
Good. Well, I went to the shop with the police this morning. You'll be happy to learn that Commissioner Weston ordered that infernal machine of Fielding's destroyed.
Oh, I hope they destroy the whole shop. I don't want to see any more animals for the next few weeks. In fact, right now, I'd even hesitate to look at a stuffed chicken.